How wonderful are your ways, dear Lord. Please keep us pure and faithful to your vision of who we should be. Amen. Well, we're living in some exciting times, and the Lord is always up to something new. I'm quite amazed at how he's bringing the refuge of my Sacred Heart together. Every day, another piece of the puzzle just drops in from the skies of heaven as we continue to obey him. Today, I met a lovely couple from Texas that will be coming here to take care of the property and work on projects. They are used to living off the grid and homeschooling their children, as well as being very devout and prayerful. I was amazed how the Lord did this. These are people so committed to him that if he says go, they drop everything and go. But they had all the qualifications they needed to be able to handle the rough living conditions until the main house or the common center is built. So he had just been let go from his job of 9 years because he was entitled to a raise and some other benefits, and they were cleaning out the older employees that had been there for longer to avoid having to do some of these things. And I guess this is what corporations do. But in all reality, it was the Lord saying, no more call center for you. I have something much better for you to do. And they've been heart dwellers for 4 years and couldn't be more excited that their lives are taking a wonderful turn. Dear ones, the Lord wants this project completed by September. So we need things to fall in place quickly, just like this. It's another confirmation every time he sends another piece. And we already have 2 people coming to live there. So they'll be intense until their little hermitages are built. Thanks to a few very, very generous gifts to the refuge, we've been able to get the road fixed and get a 4-wheel drive vehicle that can get up there in the winter time as well. And the Lord provided a very experienced friend of the family to do this. Now we need to rent a big construction dumpster and start moving the things that can no longer be used. And if donations permit, get a work crew going up there to clean up, as well as getting ready for building. Well, I had written this a few days ago, and the donations for the work crew and the volunteers are coming in. So praise the Lord. He really, really is serious. We also have to draw up the plans for the Common Center and have an architect who's a Christian friend give us some advice on where to put the buildings. In all honesty, I don't think we need plans. It's going to be very simple. I never had plans for the other buildings that we did, and they turned out perfect. But the refuge is so very important to the Lord because it is going to be the cradle for the renewal of his church. He wants it raw, rough, and very, very simple. So simple that indigent farming families would be right at home there. This is what he has said to me. It's all about love, Claire. The church only exists to demonstrate my love. In the past, she has demonstrated her power, her wealth, her ability to subdue peoples and manipulate governments. No longer. She's being stripped down, naked, so the true apostles may rise up and clothe her in my love and glory. And I think I quoted this statement to you in one of the messages we just had. My dear ones, it's very exciting what he's wanting to do. And we all know I'm not qualified for this job at all. And that was deliberate on his part. I am seeing how those who have had training in the world are too hard to retrain. Better to start with little nobodies that only love the Lord and don't have a clue as to how anything is done without him. Yes, I hope this inspires you, heart dwellers. We are making a difference on a very small scale in the church. And if he's doing what he seems to be telling me he's doing, this tiny work will perhaps merge with other tiny works for him and will arise as a newly reformed church. He intended it to be from the start. And we have seen Melchizedek at the very start of the renewed earth in the incredible dream that Ezekiel had. And he was present as if to say, this is the real deal. We are going to do this for the church our Jesus began. I have seen that others have caught the vision and kept it small and simple. Home groups with fathers and mothers to guide the communities they live with, but on a small scale. The moment you gather a large groups, you must have large, extravagant buildings, and money invites the wrong element into the very foundation of the church. Truly, we must be virginal in our approach to rebuilding what the Lord has left with us. His plans for the refuge is to train up young apostles to circle the globe and bring his love back into the very foundation of the church. Yes, there will be healings and miracles, but the greatest miracle of all will be to see every believer connected intimately to Jesus, and to have that as the very foundation of a Christian walk. Every believer getting up in the morning to spend time with the love of their lives, then healings and miracles will follow. He has steered me totally clear of wanting all the supernatural signs, gifts, and miracles in operation. His focus is not on miracles. His focus is on love and holiness. Then miracles will follow. We don't want to cultivate those who focus on the gifts, but do not have this intimacy with him. Without his heart beating in our chests, we will misuse the gifts and start to worship them or start to worship men who exercise them instead of Jesus. I believe that is the reason why we are seeing miracles that do not come from God, because people seek miracles instead of God. The enemy exploits that weakness and the pride and idolatry Christians fall into when miracles happen. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep seek my face, Jesus began. My sheep are mine and none others. I am breaking away all the conventions of my church that are not relevant to a holy life. In the past, idolatry has gone unnoticed, and people have listened to anyone who is flashy enough to impress them, and so they are easily led into error. What I am doing in this generation is emptying the baggage from the hearts of my people. No more Hollywood superstar Christians. It only breeds greed, idolatry, and error. What passes for church is theatrical manipulation of my people who have been taught to worship personalities. I taught you by example, and while the crowds followed me everywhere I went, never once did I exact from them tribute and monies. Rather, I fed them and healed their wounds and taught them to repent and sin no more. These are the lessons that cultivate the rich soil and bring forth a thousandfold harvest. My people, we are returning to the church of my Father's heart, for he longs for a people who will worship him in spirit and in truth, with no thought of pleasing crowds and building a citadel. Rather, they are little ones, ministering my love, one-on-one, tending to the wounded and those excluded by society. And from this humble beginning, I will build up my church into what I always meant for her to be.